Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is time to talk about e-cigarettes again, or specifically Juuls. They're those sleek USB flash drive-looking devices that contain very high amounts of nicotine. One Juul pod is about 200 puffs, about the equivalent of smoking a pack of cigarettes. Moreover, they are hugely popular amongst young people. Now, Juul Labs Incorporated, which makes up about 60% of the e-cigarette market, has come under fire from the FDA back this spring, and more recently, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, for not doing enough to curb underage use and actually promoting their products, according to Healey and the FDA, promoting their products to teenagers. So, part of Juul's answer to these repeated accusations of marketing to minors? Well, they've got a print and radio marketing campaign.
Hey, Mike, got a sec? Mom and I want to talk.
Is something wrong?
We just want to help you make the right decisions. It's this vaping thing.
I'm not... Just hear us out, all right? We want to make sure you know everything.
You've probably already heard of vaping and have some information about it. And we know that some of it can be confusing. We also understand that as parents, you're concerned. So maybe some facts will help.
Facts about... this vaping thing. Well, joining me now, I shouldn't laugh, this is serious, but joining me now is John Carroll, Boston University Professor of Journalism and WBUR Senior News Analyst. Hello, John.
Hello, Meghna.
I'm sorry about the laugh, but I think
that's okay. Someone has to do it.
It just shows how possibly ineffective this campaign's going to be. But why the sudden push against underage smoking by Juul Labs? What's actually going on here?
Well, what's actually going on is there are all these lawsuits flying around. There are investigations like Maura Healey's. The FDA is cracking down on Juul. I mean, they're under the microscope at this point. So what they do is they say, immediately, we're going to go out and do public outreach. So the day after the FDA said, we're cracking down on Juul, They committed $30 million over 3 years to a public engagement program. And part of it is these advertisements. So what they're doing is trying to basically soften the broadsides that are coming from two lawsuits in California, one in New York, Maura Healey's investigation, the FDA crackdown. I mean, They're getting beaten to death by croutons here.
Well, you know, I mean, but there is a rising chorus of concern from public health officials. I mean, we spoke with Jonathan Winnikoff here on Radio Boston back in June, and he is a former chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Tobacco Consortium. And just as a sense of what he said Juul is already a massive public health disaster. That was his take. Because of its huge popularity amongst young people, teens and even middle schoolers. So you mentioned Maura Healey's investigation that she launched late last month. And I just want to play a little tape here. Here's Attorney General Healey in July when she was announcing what's going on.
My message is pretty simple. Stop selling this stuff to young people. It's a matter of public health and it's a matter of public safety. And I want it to end.
But, John, so let me ask you, though, what's actually the intent of these ads from Juul, though? Is it public information? Is it to get kids to stop using it? I mean, what?
It's damage control. Basically, they're trying to go out there and counter the bad press they're getting with some message that's positive, showing themselves to be good public citizens. I mean, Juul, I'll give you two facts that give you some sense of how popular Juul is. For one thing, it's a verb now. Once you get verbified, you know, you're pretty much embedded in the culture. The other is 2016 Surgeon General report said that over the course of 4 years, high schoolers were increasing e-cigarette use by 900%. So this is something that's really galloping away, especially in high schools. You walk into a high school bathroom and all you smell is cucumber, creme brulee, and mint or mango.
Well, I mean, the very flavors themselves, a lot of people say that shows that they're marketing to teens because of, you know, creme brulee. Maybe adults like creme brulee vaping. I don't know. But we have a little bit more of one of the radio ads from Juul, so let's listen to that.
While we believe vaping can be a viable alternative for adult smokers, these products still contain nicotine, which is addictive. Juul is designed to be an alternative for adult cigarette smokers. This means that Juul is not for kids. But many kids try to fit in or feel pressured by their friends to try vapor products. Facts are the best defense.
Okay, I'm going to give Juul a little credit here and say it seems like the target audience here is parents. Right. But on the other hand, hashtag obvious, kids, as much as I would wish they listen to my beloved medium of the radio or read the newspaper, they do not.
No.
They are on social media. Why isn't Juul putting out these messages on Instagram or Snapchat where, like, all of these kids are always talking about Juul.
They are. They have an Instagram feed that has 44,000 followers, but it's all this kind of stuff, this kind of bromides. I mean, the old cigarettes are for adults. That's the oldest gambit in the tobacco industry playbook. You know, you say that to a 15-year-old, and what's the 15-year-old going to want to do? He's going to want to go do the adult thing. So what's happening is there are two things happening on Instagram. One is these sort of institutional messages from Juul, and the other is these memes out there. Vaping is a much more memeable practice than smoking is. So there was a really interesting piece of The New Yorker a couple of months ago from Gia Tolentino.
It was fantastic.
And she went and talked to a lot of high schoolers, and one of them said, you're expected to Juul, but you're expected not to depend on it. So you Juul, you post about it, it's social, it's ironic, it's funny, and if you get dependent on it, that's when it becomes sad.
But what's Juul supposed to do about that, though? Because, I mean, in their defense, these are teens and kids doing all that free social media marketing on their own. Juul can just hold its hands up and be like, we're not controlling that.
They can't control it. Yeah. But, you know, there's also a black market out there that, you know, there are Juul dealers in high schools that'll send out on Snapchat, I'll be here at this place at this time, you know, come and buy some pods. So I think that there are all kinds of dynamics going on here that make it hard for Juul. So they can't control what these kids do. I mean, they've got 44,000 followers. One of these vaping kids has 110,000 followers. And all they do is they scale photos out there that, you know, basically glorify the practice.
Well, so after the attorney general filed her suit, Juul sent us to WBUR that said, quote, we have never marketed to anyone underage. In fact, we've done very little marketing relative to our growth. And they went on to say, like many Silicon Valley technology startups, our growth is not the result of marketing, but rather a superior product disrupting an archaic industry.
Sorry to throw numbers at you, but advertising for e-cigarettes in 2011 was $6.4 million. In 2014, it was $115 million. So, I mean, what you have here is an exploding industry that is advertising, but advertising in some subterranean ways, and also has this social media machine working for it, where teens are advertising to teens. And there's no way to stop that, and there's not any real way to counter it either.
Forgive me for saying this, but this all seems really familiar, a la like the digital age version of the tobacco industry playbook.
Right. And what happened was the tobacco industry made the mistake of trying to go out and advertise. The anti-tobacco people tried to advertise and get people to stop smoking. That doesn't work. But when they went into the schools, you know, that did work. So when the anti-tobacco forces switched from mainstream media to going into schools where there are peer influences, where you're supposed to learn, they had much more success. So
is the communications professor saying that that's what ought to be done regarding vaping?
I think the schools would be smart to get on top of this, because otherwise it's going to just keep exploding more and more.
Well, John Carroll is a Boston University professor of journalism. He's also WBUR's senior news analyst. John, thank you so very much.
Thank you.